Good morning with sports. I'm Eric Cornish. Team USA basketball defeated Spain, one of the Tokyo Games' top men's teams during the Olympic quarterfinals. Despite Spain's Ricky Rubio netting 38 points in the second half, Team USA defeated Spain 95-81 and will now advance to the semifinals. USA basketball now has a chance of medaling, playing the winner of Australia and Argentina later today. 21-year-old gymnast Jade Carey won the gold medal in the floor exercise yesterday. Carey's score of 14.366 gave the U.S. women's team its fifth medal of the Games. In Simone Biles' return to Olympic action, she picked up the bronze medal in the balance beam finals after sitting out many events for mental health issues. Two gymnasts from the Chinese team picked up the gold and silver. The U.S. and China are still neck and neck in the medal count, with Russia behind them in third. After a day off for the Reds and the Cardinals, the teams return to the field today, with the Twins visiting Cincinnati and the Atlanta Braves coming to St. Louis. Right now, the Reds sit in second place in the NL Central, 7.5 games behind the Brewers, and the Cardinals are right behind them in third place. As the University of Louisville football team prepares for the upcoming season, head coach Scott Satterfield announced that the first practice will be open to the public. The two-hour practice will start this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. A lot of moves in the NBA free agency yesterday. Some of the notable news includes former Wildcat Shai Gilgeous-Alexander agreeing to a deal that would keep him in Oklahoma City for the next 5 years, as the Thunder signed him to a $172 million maximum rookie contract extension. Chris Paul signed a new 4-year deal to stay with the NBA runners-up, the Phoenix Suns. Pelicans guard Lonzo Ball is headed to the Bulls, and Dwight Howard is going back to L.A. for a third stint with the Lakers. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.